Macau's casino industry shifts into a more mature phase of growth. Macau's gambling sector is moving from rapid expansion to steadier, more constrained growth. Once defined by explosive year-on-year increases and a dominant VIP junket market, Macau's casino industry is now confronting slower revenue gains, a leaner operator landscape, and heightened regulatory scrutiny. Gross gaming revenue, GGR growth, slowed to 9.1% in 2025, a pace that industry analysts say reflects both reduced consumer spend and practical limits on casino capacity. Analysts at S&P Global Ratings have flagged the transition in a recent assessment, noting that Macau's recovery after the pandemic has shifted the market toward higher quality mass play rather than volume-driven VIP business. The post-pandemic market is maturing. Operators will rely more on operational efficiency and higher spending mass customers than on sheer throughput, said a senior S&P analyst. The firm expects leading concessionaires to record continued EBITDA improvement, even as top-line momentum cools. Structural changes have accelerated that shift. At the start of this year, the closure of the Landmark Casino brought an end to Macau's satellite casino system, through which many smaller venues operated under the aegis of larger concession holders. Where Macau once hosted more than 40 licensed venues, the number has consolidated to around 20 properties, tied to the 6 concessionaires now operating in the market. Regulators in Beijing and local authorities in Macau have signaled that tighter oversight is intentional, part of a broader move to exert greater control over cross-border capital and reduce the prominence of junket operators. Industry executives say the pivot away from the high-volume VIP model has helped broaden Macau's tourism offer, with operators investing in non-gaming amenities, hotels, shows, shopping, and family-friendly experiences to attract wealthier mass customers. That strategy comes with trade-offs. Fewer visitors overall, but higher spending per head and a greater focus on customer quality and retention. Regulation, cash flow, and social concerns. Market consolidation and regulatory tightening carry financial and social consequences. S&P warned that market pressures could push aggregate discretionary cash flow into deficit by 2026 if operators fail to manage costs and capital spending prudently. Restoring pre-pandemic credit ratings would, the agency said, require sustained confidence that concessionaires can preserve balance sheet resilience while funding diversification and venue upgrades. At the same time, problem gambling has gained prominence as a policy issue. Data from the Gaming Inspection and Coordination Bureau indicate a 68% year-on-year rise in casino exclusion applications, a metric regulators use to measure demand for self- or third-party exclusion from gaming premises. A Bureau spokesperson described the increase as an indicator that public awareness of gambling harm is growing and said regulators expect operators to expand responsible gambling measures as mass market play intensifies. Operators and investors face a delicate balancing act, preserve margins and creditworthiness while continuing to develop non-gaming draws and comply with stricter oversight. Some industry veterans warn that indiscriminate capital investment without clear returns could exacerbate pressure on cash flows, while others see long-term upside if Macau can sustainably boost non-gaming tourism and higher spending mass visitation. Outlook for operators and policymakers. For casino operators, the near-term playbook centers on efficiency, targeted marketing to high-value visitors, and careful capital allocation. For regulators, the task is to manage growth in ways that reduce social harm and align with broader policy objectives from Beijing. S&P's prognosis implies that credit recovery is possible, but contingent on disciplined financial management and stable demand for premium mass P. Rudux. Ultimately, Macau's evolution resembles many post-boom markets, slower headline growth, but potentially healthier long-term dynamics if operators can shift the model from quantity to quality. How quickly that transition translates into consistent cash flow and restored credit metrics will determine whether Macau's new era is one of durable stability or a prolonged rebalancing.